Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, listening audience. Thank you for tuning in to Talk Straight and being a part of a national dialogue designed for proactive change. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery. I'm grateful again to engage each and every one of you in very important conversation. I need your help as I endeavor to take this message and the conversation we share on air to targeted cities and urban areas across America with the hope and desire to improve the quality of lives by engaging communities and proactive strategies. You can be of great help by going to our webpage, www.bfcinstitute.com. Click on the donation tab or the contact us tab and find ways that you can assist us by either purchasing our items or just making a donation on our secure PayPal site. If you are a business or someone who would like to make a corporate level contribution and you would like more information, please give me a call at 615-498-4669 or send me an email at bfcinstitute@gmail.com. That's bfcinstitute@gmail.com, or give us a call at 615-498-4669. We are glad to share with you and provide you all the necessary information to help you make the decision to support us in our traveling lecture series.
Well, greetings and welcome to another episode of Talk Straight. This is your host, Reverend Dr. Reuben Dockery, grateful for each and every one of you who have kept up with us over the years. And we're grateful for those of you that may be following us by way of Facebook live streams and or on the Blog Talk Radio platform. Thank you. Right now, you can call the studio. 563-999-3617. That's the number to call. 563-999-3617. It's open mic night tonight. That means I yield as the host to you, your questions, your comments. A lot going on. There's a lot going on around the world, indeed. Not just in America, but a lot going on around the world. And I want to give you an opportunity to just kind of share your thoughts. I don't have all the answers, but we will try to speak as intelligently as we can and try to hone out some things. That's what our open mic night design is for. All right? So, again, I want to encourage you, wherever you're listening or wherever you're following us from, give us a call right here in the studio tonight at 563-999-3617. Let me begin first by apologizing. Last Tuesday, the 10th, I believe it was, I went to go into the studio and come on live with you guys. And guess what? Apparently, that was some sort of blackout or shutdown. And it wasn't just the Blog Talk Radio platform, but several other major platforms were frozen. Couldn't get into them. Not sure what that's all about. But nonetheless, we're grateful that the Lord has allowed us to be here today and to be with you now. I hope you can hear me well. And I encourage you again to give me a call here tonight. It's open mic. It's your time. What's on your mind? We see some world affairs with the tragedy that's going on in the war, the conflict in the Middle East again. Some of us are old enough to remember how those things were at a heightened point back in the 70s and even the 80s, and they kind of calmed themselves down, right, back in there again. We've had issues with other parts of the Middle, the United States, that is. So, but a lot of things going on, Want to encourage you to give us opportunity to speak here. We want to speak respectfully and share your thoughts, here on Talk Straight, One of the things we do here is try to open up healthy dialogue, particularly those things we're facing in America. One of the things is the influx of those who are coming across the southern border of America. And now they're in even northern cities like Chicago, right, New York and other places. Those are human beings. However, they're causing strife and problems. Let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. How would you deal with that? How would you deal with that? All right? So it's open mic. While I wait on you to call, 563-999-3617, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Etta James. Etta James. Now, I found a tweet on Etta James, rest her soul, because she has a beautiful genre, if you will. The lyrics in many of her songs kind of strike and pull at the heart there. One of which that she did was one of James Brown's songs. Now, James Brown tried to tell you it's a man's world. And many ladies would scoff at that and say, wait a minute now. Hold on, it's our world too. Okay, all right, all right. It is your world. We share it together. I would tell you that. You'd be upset with me. Hey, how you doing, Miss Shelton? Give me a call here. 563-999-3617. You may be at work. Lisa, how are you? Georgia, hey, guys. How y'all doing? Go on, give me a call. Go on, call me, brother. Go on, call me, brother. 563-999-3617. Brother Lewis, Brother Brown, what do you say? Brother Burgess, what do you say, man? All right. So listen, James would have said it, James Brown, that is. And he even did it with Pavarotti. You understand what I'm saying? But now maybe you will hear it better from a lady. Perhaps you can, it'll be calmer on the ear and your soul. Listen to the way Etta said it. Go and give me a call here. I'm going to play Etta for a little bit. Y'all go ahead and give me a call here at Open Mic Night on Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dr. 563-999-3617. What you say, Etta? What you say?
This is a man's world. This is a man's world. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl. You see, man made a car to take us over the road. Man made the train carry the heavy load.
Edda said it.
Man made the electric light to take us out of the dark. Man made the boat for the water.
Is that right, Ed?
Like Noah made the ark. This is a man.
I believe it.
A man's world.
I believe you.
But it wouldn't be that man without a woman or a girl. Now listen, man thinks about little bitty baby girl.
Don't he do it? In a what?
And baby.
No.
We gotta call her. Anna, hold on 1 second. Anna. Let me go to the air.
He makes them toys.
You're listening to Talk Straight, and we're on with Last Four Digits, 9166. Welcome, caller, to Talk Straight.
Hello.
Can you hear me? Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Go ahead. You got the air. You're on the air. Go ahead.
It is not a man's world. It takes a woman and a man to make a world.
All right. Now, I have to agree with you there. Listen, I didn't say it. Etta James said it. It wasn't me. It was Etta James. What about that?
But it takes two.
I agree. In fact, Carla, thank you so much for that. The Bible says in Genesis that when God made man, he made them out of male and female, made he them.
All right. You in the book.
Well, you know what, Carla? I think one of the problems is you have, you know what they call a chicken, a barnyard pimp, because you're always leaning to the side, walking like you're pimping or something. Well, we have a little bit of in our mindset, because a lot of us brothers who think that we can do it all by ourselves with our male aspect, but it takes the female to make you whole and fulfilled. Likewise,
it takes the whole and fulfilled. We've got behind every good man is a good female. But she has to be right, though. She has to be right to complete that male.
Agreed. Yeah. Would you agree, though, that in the context of America, a lot of that's flawed because we try to mix everything in there with what the will of God was for male and female, but what his plan was?
I will agree. I think that there's a disconnect. Man from God, woman from man, and children from parents.
Wait a minute now. I'm going to write that down. I believe that's a preacher right there. I didn't know you were a preacher too, Carl. Now, let me say that again for me. Let me. Yeah, I had to write that down.
I believe that there has been a disconnect. Man from God, because man and God was one. Then woman from man, number two. And then number three is children from parents.
Wow. Now, I believe that'll clean a lot of stuff up. That is powerful. That's powerful. You know what? Never looked at it that way. But that makes a whole lot of sense. That's the order, isn't it? That's the order. Wouldn't that explain why so many of our children are caught in the streets? Especially in urban cities.
Yes, exactly. Yes.
That breakdown.
Yes, it would explain the divorce rate. It would explain why roles have switched these days. It would explain a lot of things, because if man, which was the head, which was Adam, would go back to the role that God intended him to be, and women would fall under Adam, we wouldn't have female liberation and this and that, and I could do just as much as a man could do. No, like if a lot of men stood up, women would sit down. We get tired of wearing the tights and the cape.
Wow. Okay. Wait a minute. Now, the cape and the tights.
The cape and the tights.
Right. I appreciate what you're saying. And here's what happens. A lot of times when we have these conversations, it becomes a battle over power and control. And what I'm hearing you suggest is that, you know, ain't no need to fight, because we all have an important part to play in the grand scheme of humanity.
There was roles created within when God created man and woman. That was a role.
You had to play.
And God, we didn't do that. Female liberation didn't do that. Man didn't do that. God created man, which was Adam, over the female. A lot of men's argument is, well, you know, that's why women do. But God punished Adam too in that garden. Like, look here, bro. You had an agenda.
Watch out, man.
I told you what you were supposed to do.
Right. You're so right. In fact, the text says that when the Spirit of the Lord walked upon the face of the deep, he didn't call Eve, he called Adam.
Right.
And the first thing,
right, Adam.
The first thing Adam did was tell a lie. Lord, the woman, why are you bringing her up? Boy, I ain't give her no command. I gave it to you, man. You both been dry.
I let you name every beast of the field. I told you you had dominion. I said, you do everything. You got, you over the woman. But you're not doing your job, and she out here clowning and acting a fool. If you was doing your job, she wouldn't have did what she did.
Hold right there. Let me go to the phone line, 8095. Welcome to Talk Straight. It's open mic. It's open mic. So whatever's on your heart, on your mind. I just been put in check. I've been told it's not a woman's world. It's not a man's world. Even though Etta James said. How you doing, Carla?
Hey, man. I'm all right, Pastor Doctor. You say something about him. It was a man's world, and I heard you say something about the woman said what?
Well, the sister on here is getting me straight. She said it's not a man's world. It takes a man and a woman to make the world go round. How about that?
I heard some stuff now. When I tune in, I heard some things about, you know, the man have a position and the woman has a position.
Wow.
And you just said something about that the Lord God didn't go to the woman. He went to the man and said, you were supposed to do certain things. And I think that's what the sister was saying. And so that's the case, at least she let it be known there was a position that the man was supposed to be able to carry out. And then the woman was supposed to be able to carry out her position. However, when the enemy worked, he just took a certain route and still got to the man. I think that was the purpose of it all, to get to the man and make the man bow down. But it was through the woman. So when you get down to it, we're talking about today, does that change or does that still remain that God has an order? And when you walk according to the order, you go ahead and say, okay, well, that was God's order. So we do know that, and because she just made it very plain. And sometimes, you know, a woman would say, well, no, it wasn't like that. But she just said something that I know the word said. You know, so when it was time for him to line up, you know, he went straight to the man. And it's still the same way today. You know, if the man is not standing, there's got to be a reason why he's not standing. So is it a question that I need to ask? I need to ask this question. Do you believe that the man is standing today, or is the woman having authority over the man?
No, they are not standing.
Okay, I just want to make sure. Okay. Yeah.
Help me hold it, though.
And that's the thing.
Well,
so
obedience is
way better than sacrifice.
And Carla, thank you. Thank you so much. You are absolutely right. And I want to say on behalf of brothers in general, just because you're not standing doesn't mean you can't get up. Come on now.
That's right.
He sent his son down through 42 generations to tell a nappy-head cat like me how to stand back up when I get knocked down. Isn't that good news?
It's called correction.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let me properly introduce caller. Thank you for joining us there. Looks like out of Michigan. Pastor Wallace is our co-host. He's been with us for the last 7 years now. And we appreciate him joining in with us, and we appreciate you calling. Feel free to stay with us as long as you like. It's open mic, so it's whatever. Any other topic you'd like to talk about, the things that are current events going around the country right now? There are times where I, as the host, have a monologue and a topic discussion, but then we want to open it up to our listening audience, kind of give them the opportunity to guide us in discussion. Anything in particular you'd like to share with us before? You stay with us as long as you want to. You at home. You understand what I'm saying. 9166.
Hello?
Yeah. Anything else you want to share?
I would like to share a topic, and it's not a easy topic. I would like to know why a lot of churches and a lot of pastors are opening their churches to homosexuality, and I am a person that believes live and let live. That's a topic between them and God, but I'm just saying, what does the Bible say? Now, this is a heck of a topic.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to even put you in the middle of this, because, you know, a lot of people feel so strongly about this topic. But we were talking, me and someone else, we are in 2023, and we see so many things. We see where pastors are marrying other pastors, and it's so like, oh, my goodness. Now, I was born in the 60s, the late 60s, and so, of course, I might feel some type of way. We might be talking about generational, but I'm really concerned about what's going on, and it's not about hating. I don't hate anybody. And people say, well, you have a right to love who you love. So when we say that, the Bible also speaks against bestiality and other things. So if you love your dog, is that right?
Yeah. I appreciate that. Okay. You don't have to.
It's a hot topic. It's a hot topic, and I wasn't going to bring it up. But I was listening to you saying it's open mic. So I'm like, yeah.
Listen, this is called talk straight. And that's what we mean. Talk. We don't mean talk crooked sideways or anything else. We talk straight. Have a got a witness, Pastor Wallace.
It's straight. Have a got a witness, supposed to do it.
That's okay,
the way
you're
supposed to do it.
Absolutely. And your question was, why is it that pastors are allowing homosexuality in churches? Did I understand your question correctly?
Yes, and is it so much for the offering or to keep the people or to agree with what society has said in 2023? It is such a world now that we are we see so many things, and it's not even shocking anymore. Like, what?
Well, now, let me draw a distinction. Pastor Wallace, you want to go in and you want to jump in, or I'll come in behind you. Do you want to, or do you want me to go ahead and go?
Go ahead. Take off.
Okay. All right. So let me draw a distinction between two things, Colin. One, that is the individual who's identified as the pastor. That includes me. And then what is God's intended purpose and blueprint, right?
Okay.
What I find in 2023 is, and this hadn't just been in 2023, but since we've been on the air, there's a huge difference between what God has said and what individuals who say they represent God are saying and are doing. Now, in America, in the United States of America, you have that constitutional right of free expression. But now the question you ask is, in the church, in the house of God, that's what we really want to focus on. I run for office, and I used to tell people, I talked to individuals that were members of the LGBT community and things that good folks, you know, had good conversation. And I explained to them, running for public office, you represent everybody with all of their expressions and all of their identities. And I am a pastor, and I separate myself from that role. But if you ask me about what thus said God in his word, then I'm going to honestly tell you what it is, behavior and a whole lot of other things. You understand? And look, one of the things that we have to do, Paul said, I die daily, because he understood some of the stuff his flesh wanted to do, not in line with what the word of God wanted for. Are you with me? Now.
Yeah.
And thank you for this topic. We're addressing it. I would like to first start by making a distinction that when we have in this conversation, we have to ask ourselves, pastors, preachers, just every layman, if it's a roach in the church, what is God's purpose for you? What does he want from you? And does that matter to you? And that starts from the pulpit all the way out to the back door. How about that, Brother Pastor?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the truth is what you're supposed to stand on in the church. That's just the bottom line. You know, there's no excuse. And, you know, if a person who is the overseer and a person come in as they are, it's a beautiful thing to come as you are, but you just shouldn't be left the same way you come. And that's the way that I look at it when it comes down to the word of God. If I come in, I don't know anything about none of that, and then I find out that it wasn't righteous, then tell me the truth so I can make a decision. You know, at least you told me the truth. But if you don't tell me the truth, it'd be like the sister just said. Why did you allow it to come in there? That means you can allow everything else to come in there now, because everything else is probably already going on, so no one can point the finger. I think that's what it sounds like that she's saying. You can love who you want to love. Yeah, it's your thing. You can do what you want to do. But when it comes down to truth, that's what you should go to church for, is the truth. If you're going to give me the truth, then I'll make a decision on what I want to keep on or what I want to just forget about what God says, no matter if it's in my family and somebody else's family. If the word of God is real, it's real to whoever step up into the building. And I give you this, and I appreciate you, sister, for even bringing that up. So it's not a difficult topic. It's a concern that you have, and it bothers you. You went for the fact, as the same when you were born into the world, you know, and how things are so now, it discourages you. But if you go over the scripture and stand on what it says things like this: for the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. So some people will make the truth be a lie and make the lie be the truth.
Yes, and it spoke of that in the last days, that what was once was good would be bad. People would become high-minded traitors and against the truth. And it's on you when you do this and you say that. And like I said, you know, I feel like the Bible said, and it's hard to do this, but if you standing for the word of God, it ain't hard. He said, cry loud and spare not.
You know, the truth is what we need. Somebody might walk in there just like that and be seeking the truth, and you won't even tell them the truth. So they'd be thinking, well, this is a good thing that I came here, because they're not going to tell me the truth.
Right.
So I can just do my own thing.
I feel comfortable.
And let me say this. It gives a person a right to be wrong. I have a right to be wrong, because the pastor's not going to tell me the truth. So I can just roll with whatever I want to do. And I think it's a sad thing, because people definitely need the truth. If you don't get the truth on the inside, don't expect for the truth to come on the outside, not out of the church.
True. Yes.
So that's just where it is. I mean, it's a sad case. I mean, because I'm saying this right here. I came up into the church, and I was doing a lot of things, and I cannot point my finger at nothing and nobody. But what I can say, I was so shaky when I came into the church, because I came in doing wrong, and I made sure that I wasn't going to hide it, because I knew God knew everything. I used to do dope in church. You know, they say, come and go out. So I came looking for some help. When I found out that I could get some help, I got the help, and now I don't do it anymore. And so that's why I can accept people coming in just as they are. And when they find out the truth, maybe they'll go and say, okay, I can't go no further with it now. I just found out the truth. I used to hear about it, but I didn't know it. But now they pointed it out to me. That's if you're seeking it. And I'm going to say this and turn it back over to you. The scripture says, according to what I've learned, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness.
Come on, brother. And all these things shall be added unto you. Come on.
You know, in other words, things is where change come in at. But seek him first. And God, I need to come in here so I can trust you. And I'm going to come to you first, because I don't know.
Yes.
That's the way you go into the church house. Go in seeking.
Do you believe that a lot of people are putting their salvation in the pastor instead of the word of God? And they being misled. That's why he said he was coming back after the churches first, for misleading my sheep.
That's right. That's what we got to do. You know, can't be misleading people that's already being misled. Don't keep on misleading the people. No, you got to tell them the truth. Even if it hurt, I told him, tell me the truth, even if it hurts.
The truth hurts.
And believe me, the truth did hurt, but it was good for me, though. You know, that's what I love about the truth. It was good for me.
I was asked by a gentleman, said, should we make sure we tell everybody and that just put it on the line so they can be saved? And I said to him, yes, you should fervently speak the truth, but you should also understand that everybody don't want to be saved. Everybody don't want to believe. Everybody don't want to be. And guess what, Carla? Everybody don't want to seek the kingdom first. They're satisfied with where they are. Satisfied with where they are. And guess what? You have a right to do that. But now, if you say that you want to be in that number that John saw in that last day, then there's a process. I'm happy to share it with you. I'm happy to share it with you. I heard Chronicles say, 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, not James or John or Frank or Tommy, but by my name, will humble themselves and turn around from their wicked. Guess what I'll do for them? I'll hear from heaven, and I'll heal their land. So, absolutely, absolutely. And tonight, you're talking to two preachers, and I think it's almost three preachers on here, Pastor Wallace, because he's preaching tonight. Sister, should we collect the offering right now or wait till after the show?
We can save the offering, save it for the widow, the orphan, and the strangers within thy gates, because I don't need it. God don't need your money, and I don't need it.
Wait a minute. What I think we need is order. I think that's what we need.
If we get order in there, and turned over those tables and said, y'all up in here selling doves and blessings and oil. This is my father's house. It's a house of prayer. The world and the sanctuary need prayer. We need to come together and see God. That's what's wrong. We have gotten away, and all these pastors up in here, they letting folks do whatever they want to do. Okay, well, that's all right. It's not okay. I understand. It's a tall order to fill, because it's going to take some humbling. It's going to take half of your church leaving. It's going to take you wondering. But if you serving a God, God can do all things. And when you speaking the truth and you doing what thus said the Lord, then you got, I don't care what happened. I don't care what dismay going on in front of you. You got it, because you are doing what the word says. He said that his gospel was going to be preached for the four corners of the earth. And I'm going to tell you and cry loud and spare not. If you don't like what I'm saying, you can get up and leave.
I mean, that's the order. Mm. That's the order. That's where it should be ordered. You know, it's something about order. It's nothing like, nothing so precious to have the power of order. Because the Bible even says that the Lord himself was doing things decently and in order. So decently and in order, that means that a person, a man, is supposed to know his position, and a woman is supposed to know her position. And you got two people knowing their position, then everything going to work out like it's supposed to, because it's going to be some change going on.
Yeah.
But if the man don't stand up, the woman is going to take control. You know, that's not good. That's all I can say.
Back to what I first said about the disconnect. Man from God, woman from man, and children from parents. If man was saying, your antenna is disconnected, brother. If you could plug back into God, then woman can plug back into you, and then the children will plug back. That's the disorder. And a lot of men say, well, these women, they want to be men out here. Listen, if you was a man, I would shut my big mouth and sit down behind you and let you stand up, and I'm going to sit down.
That's what I'm talking about. Right?
Hold on. You mean tell me all the guys you say? You mean all the things I got to do? Girl, be quiet. Hush your mouth. That's all I got to say.
I will hush my mouth and drink sweet water and eat cornbread if he told me to. Because he is the man, and he is in his place, and I'm going to be in my place. But you cannot be out of order and expect for me. I'm sitting here striving, and how I'm going to pay this, how am we going to do that. You're not doing your part. So I have to play the man. Don't get mad because now I'm male and female.
I think the only thing you can be the best woman that you can be, because you don't have to pretend to be a man. And that's the thing.
Thank you.
The man's not standing up taking care of his business. as you just said, if he decides to step up and take care of his business and be the man, you said it, that you were politely. And I love that. You were politely.
Get my big mouth down because I have a big mouth.
I love that.
I will put a rag in my mouth and let him do it.
That's the problem. The men,
wow.
The men is not standing up. I'm going to go ahead on and tell it like it is because I love
like
how
this.
The sister just put it.
Yeah.
If the man would stand up, the sister would be graciously appreciative and in a hurry to sit down take her place.
Because we tired.
Because that's
we
great,
are tired.
That's
hold
order.
On one second.
That's nothing but order.
Y'all got something going there. Let me do this. 563-999-3617. Get in here where you fit in here. Give me a call right now, 563-999-3617. Thank you, Facebook group, for following us there. Georgia, Lisa, y'all give me a call. Come on now. Get with me because I want to be straight. I want to do the right thing. But I got a question for y'all now. Y'all saying some – it sounds good, but it may have some holes in what you're saying. I got some questions for y'all. Just one second. Give us a call here. Listen to Talk Straight. This is your host. It's open mic. And my sister here – has graciously laid it on me. You got me on the cross, sister. I got to come down now, see, because I'm both a preacher and a man. You got to let me come down.
Don't have nobody on the cross but Christ.
Okay. Okay, all right.
Can't be a martyr. So, you can't be a martyr. You got to tell the truth. Ain't no victims but Christ.
All right. So now let me ask this question then, and I'm going to play the devil's advocate. I'm going to play the man's advocate here. I live in a nation that makes it difficult for me economically to really establish myself. Unfortunately, I did not have the voice of authority from a father who was doing like you're saying, following the model you said, man from God, woman from man, and children from parents. And societally, incorrect for me to tell a woman to follow me. How do I want to be right. I want to be right. I want to stand up. I want to do the right thing. But how do I balance that? So, sure, Pastor Waller, how do I balance that? You see my challenge now?
Yeah, it always have been and always will be. It's the order. That's
okay.
That's
right.
Just simple
right.
As you
Pastor,
can put it.
That's right, Pastor.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
see,
the
what the
order.
Sister was asking
it's
earlier,
the order.
Say it's a hot, there's a hot topic, which was that was a good thing. You know, because it needs to be hot. The Word of God says you're either hot or you're cold.
Watch it,
you know?
Right.
And if you're lukewarm, you know, you're going to make the Lord sick. He can't stand it because he's going to spew you out of his mouth. He can't stand to be sick, you know. And that's
what?
The reason why he said you're either one or the other. So if you're hot, come on. If you're cold, come on. And then you can learn of him. That's the reason he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. That means they don't know him. So if you come in into the church, because that's what was brought up earlier. They're allowing everything to come up into the church now, and it's making people feel like it's okay for it to continue to be that way. But, you know, it means to, he says, if any man come after me, let him first deny himself, take up his cross, and follow him.
Yeah.
That means that you'll learn what's right and what's wrong if you're coming in for
yeah.
the right reason. But if you're coming
right.
in talking about I'm paying a tithe, that ain't nothing. Somebody you paying
no
tithe, and you're going to tell them
he don't need
so you
your money. He don't need your
yeah.
money.
You don't need no money to make the truth is the truth. Don't you come up in there talking about because you paid $2 or $3 or $20,000 or whatever you put in there that you can just come in there and you make the word of God out of a lie. Give me the truth.
So,
it don't make no difference if you got 2 cents. Give me the truth. And that's going to help me because
amen.
I'm coming in already beat down. I'm coming in. I need some help. I need somebody to teach me how to live. I don't know how to live. And if I can come up in there, I'll be having people coming up in there buying dope and doing everything else because they're
everything.
Not telling me nothing to change
everything.
My life. Yeah.
And
tell me
I
something to help me change my life.
Yes.
That's,
and can I say this? I can say to the speaker, I can say this. So, you know, he said to cry loud and spare not. Okay. We're not crying from us, we're crying from the truth. The Holy Spirit is a two-headed sword. God's word would come back to him void if it didn't carry out what he said to do. Now, if you claim yourself in a ministerial a position, and you're in there and you're talking to people, and you can't get it straight because you don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Let me tell you something about Christ. Christ was humble, but when it was time to speak the truth, when the devil came to him and said, I'll give you all the world. Look down there. I'll give you everything. And what did he say? I rebuke you. I rebuke you, Satan, because I know that I should not bow down to you. It's hard to be in a position, and you want to be right. And we're my favorite is when the Bible says that if you are a friend of this world, it's impossible for you to be a friend of God, because this is not his kingdom down here. This is Satan's kingdom down here. And if you allow this and that, remember, it's hard. It's a hard road now. He said narrow is that road when you walk in right, and people, you got to say, you know what? No, man, I'm sorry. I ain't going to sit here and preach to you that it's okay for you to sleep with this man. I'm sorry. I ain't going to say it's okay for you to sleep with this man, wife. I'm sorry. I can't allow you to do this. I have to speak the truth when I get up here in the pulpit, because you on that road, and it's narrow. It's like, Lord, I can't stray here. I can't stray there. But that is the way of Christ. But we are human, and God do have pity on his children. But he will correct us. Yeah, he will correct us. And man was brought up. Man was made upright. But through our own inventions and trials, and we have zigzag from God, the word of God. And that don't make it right, but he do pity his children. But I'm going to tell you something. The truth is the light. The word of God is the light. You can say what you want. You can cry loud and jump on the floor and spit and Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. But when you're not doing what thus said God, then you're wrong. I don't care what society say. Society is of this world. That's not in heaven. You ain't going to fight on the day of judgment. Is he going to sit up here and say, well, pop culture said, and blah, 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 blah. Look, all that social media, man, look, this is the way of God, and there's no way better than his way. We don't see that. I don't even see it sometimes. I be sitting here telling God now what I need to do, Lord, and I want you to bless me with this. And the whole time he already knows. You don't even have yourself together. You're not together.
Well,
Yes.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, Pastor Doctor, just for a moment, if you will. See, to come as you are, things may not change quick, fast, and in a hurry, but at least you're getting the truth. And that means you have something to work with. Your conscience would be not like it once was. Not letting your conscience be your guide. Now you have a good conscience. When you hear something like the word says, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Now, if I hear that, and I don't know nothing about it, but I heard it, I'm like, my goodness, that sounds like a person have to change. But if I don't know that, if I'm not hearing nothing like that, then it says, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. So that means that if I'm going to be conformed with the world, then I'm not lining up with what I'm hearing. So I would say, okay, they say he may not come. You know that cliche, he may not come when you want him to, but he's always on time. Yes, he is on time. And that's the reason why you come and you hear the word, because the word says faith cometh by hearing. So when you hear the word, at least you got it on your mind now. You know, it's not like you're just comfortable with doing all that stuff. Now it's like, I sure enough be glad when I change, because that's what happened to me. I didn't change immediately when I came into the church. I came in 1990. The first experience I had with change was in 1992. But at least I experienced it. And that's because I kept showing up, and I kept remembering that I heard something that gave me the strength to keep coming back. And as I say, some get that sooner than others. But the bottom line, I turn it back over when I say this. The world is shaped up to do what the world is supposed to do. And that's why it says, be not conformed to this world, but being transformed by the renewing of your mind. That means that when your mind has been transformed, you can't think the same way. And so I was just hungry for a change, and finally it happened in 92. So I'm just saying, just come as you are, surely. But don't expect the same way if you're doing anything that's outside the lineup. Even for me today, I'm still expecting more change in my life because I know God gave me an order to say the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And if you hooked up with him, you're not going to feel comfortable with just doing anything anymore. You just won't be able to work like that.
Pastor Wallace, how do you handle when people come to you, and it might be a very controversial topic, and maybe, you know, sometimes we are leaders and we are in different positions and wear different hats, and we don't want to offend the person, but we know what the word is. How do you handle that?
Oh, that's a beautiful question. That's a beautiful question there, Pastor Dockery. And I would say to you, you know, to stay humble. Because I would share something with you like Isaiah 40 and 31, said, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. By showing up, you'll get to know a little bit at a time. That's why I said precept upon precept, here a little, there a little. You know, you may not get it all at one time, but at the same time, at least you're seeking. That's the main thing that I believe a person should come to church for, is that they're seeking for righteousness. And if you start practicing righteousness, you're going to be considered as righteous. And that's the beauty. That's what happened with me. I don't know about a lot of people, but church is like a joke to me today. You know,
stay right there, Carl. I'm getting there backwards. But listen to Pastor Wallace. Go ahead, Pastor. I'm sorry. Go ahead, finish, Pastor.
Yeah, I was saying most churches today is basically like a joke, you know, as if they don't have what it takes, you know, to help people change their lives.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, is a dangerous thing. It's even fair to say that they say go out into the world and preach the gospel. That's right. What the word says. So if you do just that, that'll help somebody on the outside. So when they come in, they'll be like, okay, if they're taking the gospel to the street, I know good and well. I need to come up into the church and find out what they're really doing that'll help me. Other than that, it don't matter how you come. You can just keep doing it and don't have to worry about changing. That's not good. That's a joke. The enemy loves
that. And people know that, don't they, Pastor? They know that's a joke. That's why you have so many people falling away from the truth. It's because what they have seen. Now, that don't mean that there's anything wrong with God or his word, but those that are misrepresenting
the
problem.
Let me
do this. Carlos, I appreciate that. I want to share something with you. The point that you're making is that really the sinner, just like a sick person to come into the emergency room, you don't expect them to be able to solve their ailment because they came there to get healed, to be helped. And I want to read what Matthew 18 and 6 says.
Okay.
You were talking about how people try to make Christ out of a fool. He's such a loving knight. Listen to what Christ said in Matthew, the 18th chapter, 6th verse. He says, but whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. See, the sinner's already messed up. They ain't got nothing to lose. The alcoholic, the drug addict, the drug dealer, the prostitute, the gambler, the depressed, they ain't got nothing to lose. So we got to be on point when they come into the house of God seeking the truth. What did God say? Know the truth and it'll do what to you, Pastor? Well, what would it do for you?
It'll
definitely make you free. Yeah. Make sure I get hooked on the truth if you want to. It'll sure make you free. Because I didn't know I was going to be free. I didn't know I was going to be free like that now. But when I hooked up with that truth, it made me free. Yes,
wow.
sir.
Wow.
Man,
and Carla, he done wrote a book entitled Still High. Because he talked about the moments before he knew God, he stayed high. But he got a high that he ain't never got to come down. He wrote it in the book. Pastor Wallace wrote it in the book. He's a two-time author. very powerful story. But yes, yes, absolutely, absolutely. On this open mic night, let me just do a little station ID. You listen to Talk Straight. This is your host, Brother Dockery, and I'm just being quiet because they are, if I might use the phrase, dropping it like it's hot on open mic here.
It's hot.
I'm not beating up on homosexual. I'm not beating up on homosexual. They come to church. Because what my sister's saying is the onus of responsibility is on me, the pastor, to in a loving way teach them what thus said the Lord. And then everything will be in order. Did I get that right, sister? 9166?
Yes.
Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. 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 Cause it's
hey,
like
pastor, don't you know God would accept them? God would accept them with open arms, man. But he won't leave them the same way. That's
Wallace,
the thing that I'm talking about. Yes.
Pastor Wallace, I have a question for you. So, you know, I'm not where I'm supposed to be with my walk with Christ. But, you know, I've had a close walk. I grew up in the church. My father was a minister, and I grew up, and I am definitely a believer. But I could say this, like when they say, oh, well, he said come as you are, and it's okay if I'm pumping. Now, they're talking about, to me, the Christ that died on that cross. He said when he come back this time, he coming back with the fire. Now, you can, he said, those that are a liar, be a liar still. If you this, a killer, be a killer still. If you're a homosexual, be a homosexual. I'm coming back. And you understood what the truth was. I made sure, and my word sent it out to the four corners of the earth. Everybody know what thus said the Lord. Now, you can do whatever you want. You can be a pastor. Folks up in here shouting and preaching, talking about it's okay for women to marry women, men to marry women, and it's okay because you love this person. But the truth is the light. Things that I do that I know is wrong down within me. How can I get on my knees and pray that God gonna bless my mess? His word is not set like that.
Sister,
I appreciate the question.
Your prayer ain't getting no higher than that ceiling.
Yeah, I appreciate
ain't
the question.
Going up to heaven.
And I think she asked me that question, too. That's what's so amazing about that. And that's why I stay humble at all times. Stay humble at all times because when I came in, as I said, I was loaded with sin. But when I turn my sin over, it's no longer mine anymore. I put it in the hands of one who say that he can direct my path. He said it is not a man to direct his own path. So when I turned my life over to him, I didn't worry about the sin that I was doing, the sin that I had done. I didn't worry about none of it. I just desired to be in his order. And what that means is this, sister. The best way to handle the enemy, because he sure can bring up some things in my life still today, because I don't know the order of God, so I just said, I'm going to trust you with my life, meaning that I'm going to stop trusting me. I'm going to stop trusting me. That's the number one thing. That way, nothing that the enemy can throw at me is going to work. Because Proverbs chapter 28, verse 26 says, whosoever trusted in his own heart is a fool, but whosoever walks wisely shall be delivered. So I've been delivered from being a fool. So I'm not trusting me anymore. That way I have to wait upon the Lord for whatever he's changing about my life, even today, for things that I still like to change that haven't changed. I'm still expecting to change whenever he decides to. You see what I'm saying? But it's not like I'm not walking in expectancy. And I'll say this and I'll turn it over, and I thank you for the question. He says, humble yourself up under the mighty hand of God, that he will exalt you in due season. You see what I'm saying? That means I got to cast all of my cares upon him because he cares for me. So that means that if I start praying in the midst of all the things that I still do, I need to go ahead and start praying while I'm in trouble. So when I get out of it, then I'm not going back. You follow what I'm saying? And that's the hard thing about some people who are still doing certain things that they end up going back because the world is so popular about what they do and have excuses and all that kind of stuff when there is no excuses when the Lord you know, get your hand in his hand. Ain't no excuses. Excuses is zero.
Right. I agree. Amen.
Let me jump in here right quick. At the last minute, we got about 5 before we wrap up here. Caller 4953, I think this is out of St. Louis. Welcome. This has been open mic, and we've been talking from the point of, more importantly, if I can summarize it, the importance of the authority in the church, the pastor and the preacher, being honest and on point with citizens come in so that they can have a good chance of having the truth make them free. I think I can sum it up like that. And caller out of Michigan says that the order of God is man from God, woman from man, and children from parents. You have a quick question or comment? Right? We got a few minutes. And you jumped in on the last minute, but we want to give you an opportunity to be heard.
You got about 33 minutes. But no, that's for those that's a member of these organizations. If you're paying people and if you're voting for them, then you suppose the whole things in their proper perspective. It only applies for those that's part of it.
Okay. Yeah, great conversation this evening. And what I believe that the strongest takeaway from our discussion tonight is, if you want to help somebody, cuddling them and lying to them is not helping them. Conversation. Mm-hmm. I started the conversation off with Etta James saying what others men have said. It's a man's world. And my sister corrected me and said, it's not a man's world. It takes male and female to make man to make the world go round. And I said, well, my goodness, you, that makes sense to me. That makes sense to me. And it is a collective effort because when the family is in order, that's the time point. When the family is in order, everybody can be in order. Everybody can eat. Everybody can be happy. And don't nobody have to go away fast. Is that right, 9166? Is that a good way of summing up what we've been talking about?
And that's right. And I love my men, no matter your color or your perspective, but behind a good man is always a good woman because that's why God created a woman. He didn't create another man to be hard, and he created us to be soft and nurturing. And, you know, honey, that's right. And if I'm where I'm supposed to be, then you're going to be where you're supposed to be. And I can only correct you righteously. I can't, you know, you throwed off, I'm throwed off. Then we all, and you throwed off from your makeup. I'm throwed off from you. The kids throwed off. And that's why we have all the problems we have in this world today.
That's a good help meet right there. That's a good help meet for somebody right there, man. He'd be a good help meet, brother.
Yeah, but you said, if I stand up, she'll sit down and be quiet. Wait a minute, now.
I'ma drink that. I'ma drink sweet water. I ain't got to have no iced tea, baby. I'ma drink this sweet water and eat this cornbread because I know this man's gonna take care of me. Forget what all y'all talking about.
Go ahead. That's what I'm talking about. It's a stand-up woman for her man. I love that.
Now, Pastor Wallace, are you married? No, I'm just
kidding. I'm desiring so much. I've done so much wrong in my life. The Lord put that last on the agenda, but I'm so glad I'm still hanging in there. I'm walking in expectancy, you know. Yeah, okay. I am walking in expectancy. He's an on-time God. I wonder sometimes, I'm glad you asked that question, because when I first went to him, I went to the Lord trying to get my girlfriend back. I got everything back except her.
What?
Yeah.
Except her.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so he left that last on the agenda, so I think that's up. But I sure appreciate you asking that question. So, yeah. I had to find out how good she is first, and then he told me, man, he said, look, what you missed out on for all them years, I'm saving the best for last for you. Because when you get your help, you're going to be all right. Yeah. So
all
it's
right.
All right.
Carl, I want to leave this with you, though, before we wrap up. And let me speak to something. We scheduled the show for 90 minutes, but as I mentioned to you, I've announced previously that we're going an hour on Tuesday night. Sometimes we've had some issues where there was mishaps, and we've had to kind of extend it, but we're going to
stick to that. It's 8 o'clock now, but we're going to wrap up our show here in just a little bit. So I'd like to encourage you to join us early at 7 o'clock p.m. on Tuesday night, Central Time, is when we start. And we love to have you get in so we can hear you and have you part of the discussion. But, caller, I appreciate your comments tonight and your question and your directive. 2 Kings 4:9 emphasizes what is key to people that are in responsibility in houses of worship, okay, in God's house.
You said what scripture was that?
2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and the ninth verse.
Okay.
What it speaks
about, okay.
I'm summarizing. What it speaks about is a case where there was a famine in the land, and this woman and her son were alone, and Elijah came to him saying that he was a prophet of God, a man of God. And unlike today, when folk come in the name of God, they want everything but to help you be right, right?
Right.
She found a position where she gave her last to this man of God out of faith. But her son fell ill to death right in front of Elijah.
Mm-hmm.
And her thing, if you're everything you say you are, save my son. Elijah found himself in a position where he had to really put up or shut up. Right?
That's right.
So he took it up to a law, and he prostrated himself over him, boiled on him, and prayed, and God brought him back to life, so the Bible says. And when he brought the boy back down, here's what she said. And she said to her husband, basically she says, now I know that thou art a man of God.
A man of God. Yeah.
You proved it. You proved to me. You wasn't just talking it. You were walking it. And this is where we are, where there are a lot of hurt people, a lot of church hurt and things of that nature. And I can say this as a pastor for 28 years. There's a lot of church hurt, and what is needed today in 2023 is not to pacify people, not to make them feel good. I don't mean be ugly and mean, but tell them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help you God.
Right.
And
that's
they have
it. And that's what the world is in need of. Pastor Dockery, that's what the world is in need of, but we are staying away from the churches because of the bad reps and all the stuff going on in the churches.
This is that we've been talking about that right here on Talk Straight. That's one of the things we've been talking about. So, wow. Well, I sure appreciate you sounding off on us. I sure appreciate
I don't get to check in a lot. You know, I work a lot, and I said, I'm going to call in tonight.
Well, I'm glad you did.
Good.
I'm happy you did. Happy you did. And you keep us straight, then.
And it's been a joy talking to you and Pastor Wallace, and I appreciate the input. It's something for me to think about tonight at work, and yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate you as well.
We're going to have Pastor Walker many times. Mi casa es su casa. My house is your house. Anytime. Come on in there.
All right.
Well, that's right.
All right. Well, y'all be safe and y'all be blessed.
Yes, ma'am. Thank
you
so much again.
Do the same.
St. Louis is final
thoughts here
before we bring it to a close, man. You there, St. Louis?
Pardon me?
A final thought before we bring it to a close. I know you kind of caught us on the tail end here, but want to give you an opportunity. I appreciate you tuning in with us tonight, first of all, and a final thought before we leave here.
I tuned in. I thought maybe you have an interesting conversation, but rise, Peter, slay and eat.
I read that somewhere. All right. Well, listen, we're going to try to do this again at 7 o'clock on Tuesday night. Join us. Pastor Wallace, we're going to turn the floor over to you, sir. Take us home.
Well, we thank God for everybody who actually tuned in tonight. And the joy of the Lord is our strength, man. And anytime you put him in the midst of everything, because the word said, well, there's two or three gathered together in his name, touching and agreeing. He said he would be in the midst of us. So it was a great conversation tonight. The thing that I would leave with everybody is that try him for yourself. I mean, that's the personal thing. You know, in order for you to find out what he's really made of, try him for yourself, and you'll see how good he really can be to you. The word says, don't taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusts in him. So that's what
yes,
I had
sir.
To do, and that's how I found out how good he is. So I yield back to you on that note because he is good.
Sometimes. Is he good just sometimes, Pastor Wilder? Is he good
all the time? He's been much better to me than I've been to myself, so I put good with an increase. Yes, sir.
We're getting ready to go. We're getting ready to go. But I'm trying to cue up our exit song here. But you said he's good all the time? Come on, they can't be good.
Man,
all
I'm talking about through my ups and downs, my right and wrongs, my like it and not situations, man, circumstances. He said, look, the steps of a good man are ordered. So he's got to be good all the time to order my steps, knowing the way I came. I came just like I was,
like,
man.
Blood
yeah,
Jesus.
So
okay.
He's got to be good to do that.
Thank you so much for joining us on Talk Straight.
You're welcome.
We're going to leave with Milton Bronson and the Thompson Community singer. I tried him, and I know him. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll be back next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m. for another episode of Talk Straight on behalf of our co-host, Pastor Kuala. Yours truly, Rev. Doctor. We'll see you next Tuesday, 7 o'clock p.m. right here on Talk Straight.
I will, and I pray.
Say. Just a little bit.
I will see you through.
So what did you do?
So
and what happened?
And I know him. He'll stay closer than any brother. Ooh.